We will start now with mindful sitting. Making yourself comfortable on a stool, a cushion or a chair, in a place where you will not be interrupted. If sitting on a chair is not possible for you, you can also choose to lie on your back on a mat. But I will guide the mindful sitting from the sitting position. Direct yourself in a gentle upward way so the back, head and neck are in line, with the top of the head directed to the ceiling. The shoulders relaxed and releasing to the sides so that your body has a sense of dignity, a sense of being awake. You can close your eyes or lower your gaze, allowing this time to be a time in which you set aside the usual mode of constant doing and switch to a mode of non-doing, of simply becoming aware of your being, of yourself. Bringing your attention now on your breathing. Focusing on the breath. Becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it comes into the body and leaves the body. Perhaps you feel the movement high up in the belly or deep down or on the sides of the torso. Just this breath coming in and going out. And there's no right way to feel. No need to control the breath in any way. Allowing the breath to breathe itself. Being here in each moment with each breath. Not trying to get any place. Simply being with your breathing. The breath always here. Always an anchor to come back to. Giving full care to each in-breath and full care to each out-breath as they follow one after the other in a never-ending cycle and flow. From time to time, the mind wanders off into memories of fantasies, worrying, fears, longing or desires. When this happens, just acknowledging that this is what minds do. It is not a problem. You don't have to give yourself a hard time. When you notice that a mind wandered, you have already woken up. You are aware. And this is what the practice is about. Seeing the patterns that take us away from the present moment. So when you notice that the mind has wandered, take a few moments to notice where it has gone. Perhaps naming where it was, like busy analyzing, or just thinking, or thinking about dinner, or totally involved in a conversation, or frustration. And then gently escorting the attention back to the breath. Allowing the breath to anchor you in the present moment. Every time you find that your mind had wandered off the breath, being aware of it as soon as you can, and gently bringing it back to the abdomen, rising and falling on the in-breath and out-breath. Observing the flow of your breathing. Each in-breath a new beginning, each out-breath a letting go, a letting be. Checking from time to time where your mind is. And checking your posture to see if it is as you intended it to be. Now, expanding the focus of your awareness to the whole body, as if the whole body is breathing. So, as well as the sensations of breathing, you also are aware of all the other sensations in the body while you sit here. The contact with the chair or the stool or cushion, the feet on the floor, sensations on the surface of the skin or inside the body. Zooming in on particular sensations sometimes, and zooming out and holding the whole body in awareness at other times. So that now we are not only observing the breathing, but have also a sense of the body as a whole with whatever sensations come up in any moment. And again, whenever the mind wanders off, gently bringing it back to the breathing and the sense of the body as you sit here, sitting, being, observing. It is not unusual when you are sitting for a while in this way for intense sensations or discomfort to arise in the body. Some sensations may be quite overwhelming and can make it difficult to remain focused. If this happens, you have a choice about how to respond. You could shift your posture, first noticing the intention to move, then the movement itself, and any after effects of the movement. Or you could choose to stay still and bring in your awareness into the area of intensity. Perhaps to invite the breath to breathe into that area of the body where discomfort is arising. To explore what sensations are here in this moment, not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity. And when it stops pulling your attention, returning the focus back to the whole body sitting here, just as it is right now. Now in the next step, we will expand our field of awareness to hearing, opening to sounds as they arise from near or far, from behind, above or below. Full awareness of hearing from one moment to the next. Noticing any tendency to judge them if you like them or not. Noticing how easily distractions can come. How easily a sound can create a story. And if you notice this, coming back to the sounds themselves and allowing them to be just as they are. As if you were hearing for the very first time, as if each sound is new to you. Just being with hearing. Hearing the sounds as they come and go. Now, letting the sounds fade into the background and bringing your awareness to thoughts that pop up. See if it is possible to observe them all. As they come, stay a while and then go. There's no need to try to control your thoughts in any way. Letting them come and go on their own, just as we did with sounds. The thoughts, of course, could be about anything. The future, the past, your body. Thoughts about thoughts. Thoughts about feelings. Or about food, sleep or time. whatever they are, observing them as they come into your awareness, as they linger, and as they dissolve. Now, some thoughts can be neutral, but they can also be highly charged. And in particular, if thoughts come up that have fear in them or a strong desire, then just being aware of fear or desire, letting these thoughts and feelings come and go. The same for worries or pressures in the mind. The thought of deadlines or obligations, and let them be here, without pursuing them, without rejecting them, observing them with kind and friendly interest. Being aware of any emotions as well. Seeing if it is possible to open to it all, no matter what it is. From time to time, you may find that your mind gets caught up in thinking or gets entangled in a strong emotion. The mind is no longer observing your thoughts and feelings, but is lost inside them. When this happens, taking a moment to acknowledge what your mind got caught in, and then beginning again. Observing any mental events as they arise, stay a while, and dissolve. And if at any time your mind gets repeatedly drawn into the story of your thinking, remember that it is always possible to come back to the breath and a sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing. As an anchor to stabilize your awareness back into the present moment before getting back to the coming and going of the thoughts and feelings. For the remaining time, letting go of all objects of attention, your breathing, your body, hearing your thoughts or emotions, and allowing yourself to sit here and be fully aware of whatever there is now. Now, if thoughts come, then observing thoughts. If sounds, then sounds. If pain comes, then pain. And being aware that the breathing is always here to come back to as an anchor. Just sitting in stillness, looking for nothing, and being sensitive and present with it all. Just as it is. Just as it unfolds. Reminding yourself that the deep stillness we seek does not arise because the world is still or the mind is quiet. Stillness is nourished when we allow things to be just as they are for now, in this moment, moment by moment, and breath by breath. And now, as the sitting in awareness ends, you can compliment yourself for taking the time and energy to do this. And remember, you can do it on a regular basis. And by doing so, giving it an opportunity to expand into your daily life. And here ends the sitting in awareness.